Hello, I'm Colin Bailey, Associate Director and Peter J. Sharp Chief Curator at the Frick Collection, and I'm the co-curator of the exhibition Masterpieces of European Painting from Dulwich Picture Gallery. Rembrandt's Girl at a Window, painted in 1645, is one of Dulwich's most beloved pictures. In fact, for many, it's the Mona Lisa of Dulwich. The young girl looks out at us with an inscrutable expression. She seems tender, vulnerable, and in many ways enigmatic. In fact, she's not leaning against a windowsill. She's leaning on a stone pedestal, and the space that she inhabits is not really clear to us. To her left, Rembrandt added two stones against the pedestal to cover up an object that may have been a golden helmet. You have to look really hard at the picture to make these out. Her face is ruddy, her hair falls down, and her simple white linen blouse reveals quite a lot of flesh, including hands that are reddened from having worked outdoors. But is this purely a servant girl? Because if it is, she's wearing rather elegant jewelry. We look hard and we see these gold necklaces around her neck. It's been impossible to determine who the model for this painting was, and even really to know whether it's a portrait or something different. In the 17th century in Holland, there was an artistic tradition in which artists chose to depict figures in fancy dress, colorful dress, or exotic dress. These were called tronies. And this type of figure study is something that Rembrandt, like many of his contemporaries, excelled in. We may never know all the answers to this story, but the Dulwich Mona Lisa is an intriguing picture that gives us much food for thought.